我们请会众保持站立。
Please remain standing.
我们请大家一起低头默祷。
Let's bow head and pray in silence.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you.
我们赞美你，因为你是伟大创造宇宙万物的真神。
We praise you because you're the great creator.
起初你用六天的时间创造了天地海和其中的万物。
In the six days you created the heaven and earth and the ocean and all the creatures.
你用尘土造人。
And use earth to make man.
你吹了一口生气到人的鼻孔里，使人成为了有灵的活人。
And you breathe through the nostril, and then this man become alive.
圣经告诉我们，原来我们人的生命是从你而来的。
And the Bible tells us that man's life comes from you.
你从起初就爱我们。
And you have loved us since the beginning.
为我们创造了如此美好的环境，能够安居乐业。
And you have created a very nice, comfortable environment so they can live in a nice place.
但是圣经提醒了我们，
But the Bible reminded us,
原来我们人得罪了你。
But we human have sinned against you.
我们每一个人都是生在罪中。
All of us have been living in sin.
我们每一个人都亏缺了，都犯了罪，亏缺了神你的荣耀。
All of us have sinned against you and we lack glory.
因为罪的关系，我们的生命与你的生命隔绝。
And because of sin, our life has been detached from you.
但是你还是继续的爱我们，每一天照顾我们。
But yet you still continually love us and take care of us.
你的爱使每天使太阳升起来，给我们温暖和给我们亮光。
And through your love, you gave us sunshine to give us warmth and light.
借着你的爱，让雨水降到地上，让我们能够有菜蔬有谷物有食物。
And through love, you give us rain so that we have vegetations and grains.
但是罪让我们的生命与你的生命隔绝。
But our sin has been separated us from you.
圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
你爱我们。
That you love us.
甚至要为我们解决这个罪的问题。
And you have.Help us to resolve this issue of sin.
你亲自成为了人，
you have become man.
来到了世上，
to earth.
承担了我们的罪，
and to carry our sins.
因为罪的代价就是死，
because the price of sin is death.
你承担了我们的罪，为了我们的罪，代死在十字架上。
You carried our sins, and because of our sins, you have crucified on the cross.
因为你的十字架吸引了我们。
Because of your cross, that attracted us.
你十字架的救恩要拯救我们。
The salvation of the cross have saved us.
我们要求告你的名，洗去我们的罪。
We have to cry out your name to wash our sins away.
让我们能够与你和好。
So that we can be reconciled with you.
主啊，我们祈求你带领我们今天晚上的布道聚会。
And Lord Jesus, we pray you that we can guide our service tonight.
祈求圣灵亲自的带领我们，打开我们的眼睛。
And we ask the Holy Spirit can guide us personally and open our eyes.
打开我们的耳朵。
To open our ears.
让我们能够从圣经的真理当中来明白你救人的福音。
So that from the truth from the Bible, we can understand the gospel.
借着福音的大能，我们能够脱离罪的捆绑。
Through the power of the gospel, we can be no longer sinful.
来明白你的爱。
And to understand your love.
进入到你的救恩里面。
And to enter your salvation.
我们将一切的颂赞、荣耀归给天上你的圣名。
May all honor and praise be unto your holy name.
我们祈求你将福气、平安和悦纳来对待每一位今天来就近你的人。
And we ask that blessings, peace, and joy be upon all of us here who is worshiping you.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
我们请坐。
Please be seated.
再次的欢迎各位亲爱的长辈、弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友。
And we welcome you again to all ministers, brothers, sisters, and friends.
感谢主，今天我们能够聚集在真耶稣教会温哥华教会。
And we thank God that we're able to gather here in True Jesus Church in Vancouver.
今天是我们秋季灵恩布道大会第二个晚上的布道聚会。
And this is the second Spring Evangelical Service tonight.
我们继续邀请杨志豪传道 来为我们证道，走出人生的困局。
And we will invite Preacher Timothy to share with us, and the topic is getting out from life's predicament. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
今天晚上我们要继续讲怎么样走出人生的困局。
And today we'll talk about how can we get out of life's predicament.
昨天我们有讲 next slide 有关于人生的困局是什么。
So what are the predicaments of life?
就是好像困在一个地方出不来。
It seems like we're getting stuck in one place and not able to move.
一直很努力，但是却在原点。
We are moving along. We try very hard, but we're in the same spot.
我们两手空空的来，两手空空的走。
We come with two hands emptied and two hands also we leave.
所以人生第一个困局就是觉得很虚空。
So the first thing in predicament is that we feel very empty in our life.
那这样子的话，我们怎么样去面对这个人生呢？
Then how do we face this life?
我们看传道书第七章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
传道书第七章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
名誉强如美好的膏油，人死的日子胜过人生的日子。第二节。往朝上的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。圣经告诉我们要常常想一件事情。
So the Bible tells us we have to ponder upon one thing.
这件事情是大家都不想去想的。
And this is one thing that no one wants to think about.
但是越不想去想，越需要去想。
But the less we want to think about, the more we need to think about it.
就是人生会以怎么样一个方法去结局。
It's the ending of life.
当然有人就说了，人生的结局就是进坟墓啊。
Of course, some might say that the end of life is to enter the coffin.
有一些人就说了，既然有一天我都要离开世界，我一定要好好去玩，好好享受人生。
And some might say that since I will be dead one day, I need to enjoy my life.
死了，这一了百了，什么都没有。
And when I die, I have nothing.
如果真的是人的死亡就什么都没有，那还简单呢。
But if it's true that once person's dead and there's nothing afterward, then it would be so simple.
那如果真的是这样，为什么那么多人那么害怕死亡呢？
If that's true, why does everyone so worry and scared of death?
其实圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us one thing.
人生的结局不是只是在坟墓。
The end of life is not just ended in a coffin.
我们看希伯来书第九章二十七节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
希伯来书第九章二十七节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
九章二十七节。
9, verse 27. Let's read together.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。这句话最后一句最重要。
And the last portion is the most important.
如果人两手空空来，两手空空走，那就什么都没有了，那就算了。
So if people just come empty-handed and empty-handed go, then that's fine.
也不需要找什么信仰啊。
And they don't need to have any type of religion.
但是圣经告诉我们一个事实。
But the Bible tells us one fact.
虽然我们一定会有一死。
Even though there is a death waiting for us.
但是死亡的背后，就是你要面对审判。
But after death, you have to face judgment.
要去面对神。
To face God.
大家不晓得有没有曾经去过我们加拿大的法庭。
I wonder if anyone been to the courtroom in Canada.
有没有被人家告过要上法庭啊？
Have you ever been sued and have to land in the courtroom?
如果这简单呢，你拿了一张这个交通违规的，那如果你不想缴钱，你就要上法庭了。
For example, if you have a traffic fine and you don't want to pay, then we will end up in the courtroom.
有一些比较严重的，你必须要请律师亲自上法庭去做一种答辩，来那个做一个回应。
And more serious case would be that you have to hire a lawyer to speak on your behalf.
哇，你上法庭都很紧张。
When we go to the courtroom, you get very nervous.
你没有办法把握到底这个判决是怎么样。
Because you have no control what the judgment would be.
你需要为你自己所做过的事面对后果。
You have to face the consequences of what you have done.
好了，我们想一想啊，在世上那么简单的交通规则啦、财务纠纷啦，或者是做了一些事情，你都要面对后果。
So think about on earth, a traffic fine or some inheritance that you have to split. These things we are worried about.
难道你一生做过的所有事不用面对任何后果吗？
So don't you think that all the things you have done in your life have any consequence?
其实大家都知道。
Actually, all of us know.
拿出去的都要还的。
Whatever you have taken, you have to return.
无论你是谁。
Regardless who you are.
总有一天要面对神。
One day you have to face God.
我们看传道书第八章第八节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 8.
传道书八章八节。
Chapter 8 verse 8.
我们去读。
Let's read together.
大声读啊。
Let's read loudly.
才会进脑，才会记得。
So remember.
一二三。 无人有权力掌管生命，让生命留住，也无人强力卷管使其。这仗争战，无人能免，邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人。这里说有一场战争，我们一定打输的了。
So here it says there's a warfare that will surely lose.
什么战争？
What kind of warfare?
生死之战。
Which is the war of life.
就是你的肉体有一天会面对死亡。
It means that one day your body will become dead.
也许你这一次生病好了。Maybe
this time you recovered.
可能开刀了，可能吃药了。哎，这次我又好了，要从医院回家了。Maybe
you had an operation, or maybe you took some medication, and now you're better and going home.
但这里不用担心，有一次肯定会输的。But
don't worry, one day your body will die.
昨天我们讲了亚历山大大帝，他可以调动千兵万马。And
yesterday we talked about Alexander the Great. He was able to conquer a lot of land.
他叫谁来，一定要来；叫谁走，一定要走。
He was able to mobilize anyone he wants.
但是他却没有权力可以掌管自己的命。But
he had no power to control over his life.
不要说晚一年死了，晚一个小时都不行。He
was not even able to control the time of death or the day of death.
因为这个不是你权柄可以控制的。Because
this is not your power can take control with.
你也留不住。And
you cannot keep your life.
因为我们没有办法掌管生命。
Because we have no power over life.
好了，如果死了就算了，但是我们还要面对神呢。But
after we death, we also have to face God.
啊，那有人就说了，真的会有面对神吗？
And some might ask, is there really God that we have to face in the future?
真的要面对审判吗？
Do we really have to face judgment?
因为这个是灵界的东西啊，去过那边的人又没有回来告诉你。
Because this is something spiritual that people who went there, they have been there, they weren't able to come back and tell you what happened.
当然有一些特殊的见证，有一些人呢经历过短暂的死亡，回来告诉你，真的有天国，真的有地狱。
Of course, there are some testimonies that someone might have died temporarily and went to heaven and came back and tell you about it.
但是有人说了，有没有科学的证明呢？
But is there any scientific proof about this?
啊，下一页啊，这里告诉我们啊，在前几年，2022年的时候啊，有科学、有医学人员做一个实验。
So this tells us a research was done in year 2022 that it's a research.
就是人快死亡，死之前那几秒钟，大脑到底发生什么的变化？
So it talks about when a person was about to die, the last few seconds, what happened to the brain?
其实在这个实验之前，我们都听过这种说法。
Even before this research, we have heard about this before.
人死之前啊，都会把你一生做过的事情啊，好像看电影一样，全部在一秒钟之内全部放回给你看。
And they said that when you, the few seconds before you die, as if in your brain you will see like your life is a movie that played before you.
那到底这是不是真的？
But is this true?
啊，科学证明是真的。
And there's research that proves that it's true.
因为在这个研究里面，把快死的人做脑扫描。
And because they have scanned their brain using MRI through someone who's about to die.
很奇怪，人都快死了，器官应该慢慢失去功能了。
And it's strange that when a person is about to die, their organs are deteriorating.
但是头脑啊，都是一个记忆的部分呢，长期记忆的部分呢，很活跃。But
the brain, the part that holds the memory, are very active.
还有在做思想，做 meditation 啊，做深度思想的反省的那个部分也很活跃。And
the part of brain who does deep meditation also was very active.
这里告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us?
就是人死之前那几秒钟，真的会把所有的人生当中做过的事情回放给你一次看。
It's indeed true that when a person about to die, the last few seconds, they will play back all the things that happened in the life.
无论你做过是好事坏事，全部给你看一次。No
matter it's good deeds or bad deeds, it will be replayed.
为什么要给你看一次？So
why did it's replayed?
因为你断气了，你就要去面对审判。Because
once you take your last breath, you have to face the judgment.
你不要说我不记得了，我有做过吗？我有说过吗？
And you can say that, oh, I forgot that I do this, I do that. No.
你不记得，神记得，神要给你看你做过、所讲过的一切事情。
You may not remember, but God will tell you that you have done this and that.
那下一页告诉我们啊，很多人在医院里面，比如说他心脏病发了，被人家急救的时候。
So for example, when that also shows this research, when the person may have a heart attack, the last few seconds of being resuscitated.
有一些呢是短暂停止心跳，好像死亡了，但是后来又被抢救回来。
And some of them may have a temporary moments that they lost their heartbeat and they be being resuscitated again.
这些人都有一个共通的描述。
And these people will have the same type of explanation.
Next line, 就是说他们的身体啊，好像浮起来这样。
And they explained that they felt like their body was being lifted up.
其实这是灵魂已经开始出窍了。It
actually refers that the soul has been lifted up.
通常如果你从脚那边开始觉得冷了，冷冷冷冷冷冷到心脏的地方。 那你的差不多灵魂就出去。So
typically you feel that your feet is getting cold and slowly move up to your body and then your soul get lifted up.
这个时候你的身体已经没反应了。At
that time you don't feel anything from your body.
那些医护人员啊，家人啊，在旁边可能在叫啊，在哭啊，在救你啊。And
all the doctors and nurses or maybe your family is trying to cry out, wake you up.
好像你是没有反应。But
yet you couldn't control your body at all.
有一些人他的灵魂好像飘上去，他从天花板看下来，哎，看到自己躺在那一边。
And some said that when the soul lifted up, they could see themselves on the ceiling. They saw the body and people around them.
如果有救成功了，if
they were being resuscitated successfully,
也是说他的时间还没有到，还没有真的是死。It
means that the time has not yet come and it's not time for the die.
一下之间，他的灵魂就回到身体。And
then the soul returned back to your body.
这是很多人呢有医学记载了，这个是我们以前听过，但是有很多的医学这方面的记载。
So there were a lot of recordings in things like this.
这个都是证明人有灵魂。So
it's to prove that a man has spirit and soul.
你快死了之后，你自己可能有感觉。When
you're about to die, you have this feeling.
刚离开的时候，可能还看到自己躺在那边。And
when you're about to leave, you will see your body lying there.
这个就是证明人真的有灵魂，不是只有肉体而已。So
it proves that men truly have spirit, not just the body.
那既然有灵魂，你就要想一个问题了。
Since you have the spirit, then you have to think about one thing.
那为什么会死亡？又死亡？
So why death exists?
还有死了之后，人要去哪里？
And after death, where would people go?
那我们来看圣经怎么描述。
And let's see how the Bible describes this.
为什么会有死亡这件事情？
Why is there death?
我们看罗马书3章23节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
罗马3章23节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
我们一起来上读。
Let's read together.
1, 2, 3. 因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。这一节刚也是过程，大家刚刚祷告的时候也算讲过了。
So this is what preacher Tony has said.
这是圣经里面最有名的一句话之一。
And this is one of the most famous verses from the Bible.
也是很多没有信主的人很讨厌的一句话。
And this is something that people who don't believe in God hates a lot.
他说，你们基督教啊，开口闭口都说我们是基督罪人。Because
they said, all you Christians always said that we have sin.
我哪里罪？
What kind of sin do I have?
我有缴税。
I have paid my taxes.
我也没有坐过牢。
I have not been to jail.
我一辈子都做好公民，你说凭什么说我是罪人？
I have been a good citizen. Why can you keep calling me a sinful man?
所以很多人对这一句很反感。So
a lot of people don't like this verse.
如果你也是这样反感，我们理解你的想法。
If you also don't like this verse, I understand.
但是我们可以从另外一个角度去看。But
we can look at this in a different perspective.
圣经所定的罪，所定义的罪，跟社会上定的罪不太一样。The
definition of sin from the Bible is different from the definition of the sin in the world.
圣经里面所定位的罪人，跟社会上定的罪犯 sin and criminal 不一样的东西。
So what the Bible refers to sin is not the same as the word criminal that we're used to from the world.
那圣经里面这个罪的原文呢，这是什么意思呢？
So in the Bible, the original text of sin, what does it mean?
这个字的原文，无论是希腊文或者是希伯来文，它的原意就这一个，就是没有达到标准，没有达到这个红心的地方的意思。So
in Greek or Hebrew, sin means that you have not reached the target.
哦，什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
你射箭的时候，你要对着红心，你才得分呢。
And when you shoot an arrow, you have to hit the bullseye.
哎，你射到别的地方，当然就没分了。
If you have hit it somewhere else, then you don't get the score.
哦，原来圣经告诉我们。So
this is what the Bible tells us.
这个世界是神造的。This
world is created by God.
每一个人也是神造的。And
even every human being is created by God.
神对你有一个标准，生活的标准。
God has a standard expectation from you.
你没有达到神的标准，在眼中就是一种亏欠。
If you do not reach the standard that is set by God, then you are falling short of God's glory.
你没有反映到神的荣耀出来啊，这个就是在神的眼中啊，就是一种罪。
Because you're not manifesting the glory of God, and in the eyes of God, this is sin.
好，那我们来解释一下罪到底是什么，具体上来说是什么叫罪。
So let's talk about what's the definition of sin.
好，那第一方面。
So first.
基本上最简单的，你做了不该做的事情就是罪了。
So most simply speaking is that if you do something you're not supposed to do, then that's sin.
这个是神的标准，不是你的标准。
And this is God's standard, not your standard.
世界的标准，这个没有绝对的。
Because God has no, the world has no absolute standard.
像加拿大左派的政府那么自由，你看这边吸大麻、买大麻、卖大麻都没有罪。
If you look at Canada, it's such a liberal country. You have the right to take drugs, marijuana. You can also have right to sell drugs.
但是你去，你试试看，把一袋大麻带回中国，你看会怎么样？
But if you take this and enter China, what would happen?
带去新加坡会怎样？
Or if you take this into Singapore, what would happen?
不但是坐牢啊，可能死刑都有份。
Not only you will get into jail, you might get life sentence.
所以世界不同地方有不同地方的定义。
So in this entire world, different country has different definition of the law and rules.
但是这个世界是神创造。
But this world is created by God.
一切最终目的要以神定的标准做算。
So everything has to be living according to the standard of God.
神创造世界之后，告诉了亚当夏娃，这是我们的始祖一条诫命。
So after God created everything, and He told our ancestor Adam and Eve one thing.
我们读创世纪2章16节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 2, verse 16.
创世纪2章16节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 16.
一起读,
Let's read together.
耶和华神吩咐他说, 园中各样树上的果子, 你可以随意吃, 17节, 只是分别善恶树上的果子, 你不可吃, 因为你吃的日子, 必定死。 神把人放在乐园里面, 一切都很美好。
And God had placed man in the Garden of Eden, everything was good.
但是只给他们一条诫命。
And God only gave them one commandment.
什么你都可以吃, 不可以吃那一颗分别善恶树的果子。
God said, you can eat anything you want, but not from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
有人就说了, 啊, 神不放那一棵树就好了, 为什么放了不给他们吃?
So someone might say that, why did God put this tree in the garden? Isn't it better that God don't put this tree in the garden?
问题是你是神还是神是神?
But the question is, are you God?
神创造的地方, 神有权可以定任何的规矩。
God created everything and has the absolute right to set any rules.
就像你家里, 你可以随意定你家里有什么规矩。
And just like in your own home, you can set your own rules.
人家去你家里, 要过夜, 要做客人, 就要听你的。
And if someone going to stay in at your home overnight, then they have to obey your rules.
这个叫主权。
And this is the right.
Sovereignty.
This is sovereignty.
神有主权。
And God has sovereignty.
那另外呢, 神造人出来的, 也有自由意志。
And the one who has been created has their own freedom of will.
神希望人是从心里面自愿的去听神的话。
And God wanted us to listen to God freely, willingly.
啊, 也因为听神的话, 所以一直有神的生命可以源源不绝地进他们里面。
And simply because they listen and obey God's words, they have God's life flowing within them.
但是很可惜啊, 人就是这样, 很反叛。
Unfortunately, man is very rebellious.
你越说不可吃, 就越想吃。
The more you tell them don't eat, the more they want to eat.
越好奇,
because they're very curious.
啊, 再加上遇到引诱,
and plus the temptation.
啊, 那个不能吃的就变成最好吃, 感觉上就变成最好吃。
The thing that you're not supposed to eat, it feels like it's the most delicious thing to eat.
所以当始祖做了不该做的, 就吃了不该吃的之后, 他们就生命就, 诶, 好像断线了一样啊。
So when our ascendants that ate something that they're not supposed to eat, right away they have detached from God.
譬如说现在我们如果电的总置关了，那所有灯都没有了。
For example, if our power switched off, then we have no light.
也没有声音了。And
we have no sound.
啊，外面慢慢天黑了，这里就完全黑了。And
as the sky gets darker, then this will become darker in the room.
它不会马上全部什么都没有，但是慢慢会消失。
It will not become dark right away, but gradually things will disappear.
这就是犯罪之后的这种状态。And
this is how it looks like after one committed sin.
当神的生命被断线了之后,
when God's life has been detached from you,
啊, 婚姻改变了,
your marriage will change,
啊, 兄弟之间的感情改变了,
The relationship between brothers and sisters will also change.
人与人之间的斗争开始了。
And there will be more conflict between men.
谋杀案也开始了。
And there will be more murder, more killing.
所以我们来看下一章，一个问题：我真的是个罪人吗？
So the question is that, am I truly a sinner?
你不要从加拿大的法律，你看你自己是不是个罪人。
You should not look at yourself from the perspective of the Canadian law to determine whether you're a sinner or not.
你要问自己一个更高层次的问题。
But you have to look higher.
我今天有没有按着神的标准去过生活？
Have I lived up to the standard of God?
如果每一个人都按着神的标准去过生活，
If we all live up to the standard of God,
其实这个世界不需要什么法律的，
then we don't need any rules and laws in this world.
更不需要警察，
and we don't even need policemen.
也不需要什么社会福利局啊，保护儿童啊，那些东西。
And then we don't need any protection law.
但是问题是，人没有按照神的标准去过生活啊。
But when man did not live up to God's standard,
然后这个世界啊，现在乱七八糟啊。
That's why there is so much chaos in the world.
从政府的贪污腐败，
From the government, there's corruption.
商业的资本主义的贪婪，
And also corruption in business.
政治人物的这种勾心斗角，
And also the greed among the politicians.
再看公司之间的明争暗斗，自私自利，
And in the company, people are being selfish.
再看夫妻之间的那种斗争，有时候这种 互相的陷害，或者是一种自私的行为，
and also conflict and selfishness among the spouses，
或者孩子之间成长了，本来小时候很乖的，长大一点青春期了，哇，被外面的社会影响了，变了，完全变了一个人。
Or maybe children when they were young, they were very good. As they grow up in a teenager's age, they become a different person.
大家都吃了禁果了，吃了不该吃的。
Everyone has eaten the fruit that they're supposed to eat.
什么叫禁果？
What is the forbidden fruit?
你不该有的欲望，你去追寻它。
Which is the desires that you're not supposed to have, but you pursue after.
加拿大最有名一句话， Follow your heart, 左派思想，这是什么？ 随心所欲，你心里想要什么，你就要，你就追它。
And in Canada, we have this phrase, just follow your heart, so you do whatever you feel like.
不能跟随你的心呢。
You cannot just follow your heart.
如果每个人都随心所欲，这个世界变什么？
If everyone just follow your heart, what will happen to this world?
就是现在世界的样子。
And which is the world that we're living in right now?
人人都变在困局里面。
Everyone is living in this predicament.
就好像如果没有交通规则，大家都不按交通规则来做事。
It's just like everyone don't follow the traffic laws anymore.
那当然一开出去就变成撞死了。
And when that happens, you drive out there, you get collided with someone else.
所以下一页，圣经把神的话，把神的标准给我们讲得很清楚。
So in the Bible, it describes very clearly what God's standards are.
我们看加拉太书第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
22节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 22.
加拉太3章22节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 22.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。 但圣经将众人都圈在罪里， 之所应许的福，因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。 圣经啊，这是神的话。
So the Bible is the word of God.
真是一把两刃的利剑。
It's like a double-edged sword.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
剑呢，这边也可以砍，那边也可以砍呢。
So for a sword, you can slice through one side and the other.
这本圣经可以用来定你的罪。
So this Bible can condemn your sin.
因为这本圣经是神给人的真理。
Because this Bible is the truth given to us.
把神的标准告诉大家。
And it's a way to tell us His standards.
怎么样可以家庭也美满，国家也美满，人心里也平安？
So it tells us how can we have a harmonious family and work and also in the world.
那如果你没有按照这个标准，你就被审判。
But if you don't live according to that standard, then you will be condemned.
你这一辈子受苦，以后被审判。
You will suffer your entire life, and you will also be judged in the future.
但是同样的这本圣经，也可以让你把救恩给你。
But from the same Bible, it can bring you salvation.
透过这本圣经告诉你耶稣基督的福音。
Through this Bible, it tells you the gospel of Lord Jesus.
所以这本圣经啊，两个功用啊。
So that's why this Bible has two functions.
可以定你罪，也可以救你。
It can condemn your sin, and it can also save you.
看你自己的选择。
It all depends on your choice.
你可以选择说，哦，我就不要信。
You can choose not to believe.
你现在可以。
Of course you can.
但是当这一辈子过完了，
But after your life ends,
除非像你所相信的，真的没有神，
If you truly believe there is no God,
没有灵魂,
and there is no spirit,
因为如果你说没有审判的话, 一定是没有神, 还有更没有,
so if you say there is no judgment, then it means that there is no God, there is no spirit.
但是如果你要相信这样的话,
but it would be very hard for you to believe.
更不合理,
because it doesn't make sense.
因为人间都有公义的,
because in the world, there's legislation,
那些 court 啊,
and there's legislation and there's law court.
像我们温哥华这边有神的法院, 啊, 也有联邦的法院,
so in Canada there's legislation court and there's a common law court.
还有国际法庭, 再上去, 最高法院, 加拿大最高法院在东部, 然后再上去就是国际法庭,
and also there is Supreme Court,
Supreme Court in, International Court, 一层一层上去的,
so it goes higher and higher.
人间都有那么多层啊,
so even for man, there are so many levels.
那难道创造天地万物的真神没有他自己的法庭吗?
So don't you think that the one who created everything on earth have this law and court?
那如果人死了做了什么坏事都没所谓，以后都没有审判，那这个世界太可怕了。
So if a man had committed all the sins and wrongs and there's no punishment, then it would be a very horrid place.
那如果有真的有审判，神用什么方法来审判？
But let's say if there is a judgment, how would God judge us?
最基本的下一页, 神就是用十条诫命来做最后的审判的标准。
So the most simple one is that God would use the Ten Commandments to judge us.
就算你说, 啊, 我没有犯加拿大的法律。
Maybe you might say that I have not commit any crimes.
我也是个好人。
And I'm a good man.
那是你自己眼中啊。
But that's only what you think you are.
但是如果把十条诫命拿出来,
but if you bring forth the Ten Commandments,
把你跟我每个人的生活把它放进去量一量,
and if you have to compare our lifestyle to the Ten Commandments,
譬如说第一条就好了，不要说别的，就第一条就好。
So only if you look at the first commandment,
当拜独一真神,
you should worship no other gods.
也许你在世上的时候没有害过人,
perhaps you may not have harmed anyone in life.
但是如果你不认识这位独一真神,
but if you don't know the only true God,
没有真的去敬拜他,
if you're not truly worshiping Him,
你都已经犯了第一戒了,
that means that you have sinned against the first commandment.
就有点像你吃爸爸的饭，住爸爸的房子, 但是你不认爸爸。
For example, just like you live in your father's house, you eat all his food, but you don't acknowledge him.
你不理他,
you deny him.
你不跟他讲一句话, 你不把他当爸爸,
you don't speak to him and you don't even say a word to him.
请问你做的对还是不对?
So let me ask you, are you right or wrong?
当然是不对啊。
Of course you're wrong.
所以把神的诫命一拿出来, 全部人都有亏欠神。
So if you bring out the Ten Commandments, every one of us falls short glory of God.
好，那不要先不要讲这个诫命的部分。
So maybe let's not talk about the Ten Commandments yet.
就算你没有诫命,
even there might not be Ten Commandments,
我们人有良心,
we have conscience.
我们有没有做过违背良心的事？
So have we done anything that's against our conscience?
有没有? 像十条诫命里面, 其中有一条,
so among the Ten Commandments, there's one commandment.
不可以做假见证。
We do not give a false testimony.
就是第九诫。
It's a ninth commandment.
第九条, 其实圣经有讲, 就算你没有圣经也知道说谎是不对的。
So even without the Bible, you know that it is not right to lie.
但是有没有说过谎呢?
So have you ever told a lie?
有没有人在座? 我说我从来没有说过谎。 举手一下,
you can raise your hand if you think you have never said a lie.
如果有人敢举手, 马上多说一个谎。
So if anyone has raised a hand, it means that you're lying right now.
平均我们一天都要说七八个谎。
In average, we say about 6 or 7, 8 lies.
看到公司啊, 看到客户啊, 多多少少都有一些不诚实的说法。
And we go to work, when you see your clients or when you see your co-workers, surely you might say something that's not completely honest.
所以你说有没有违背过良心?
So have you ever done anything that's against your conscience?
没有一个人敢说我从来没有违背过良心的事情。
And none of us can ever say that we have not done anything against our conscience.
但是更严重的, 罪的影响是什么?
But what's more important, the effects of sin.
下一页, 罪其实是一种权势,
sin
一种 power,
is actually a type of power.
它可以控制你,
it can control you.
先不要说以后去不去到天国的问题,
let's not talk about whether you can enter heavenly kingdom in the future.
如果你没有解决罪的问题, 困局就解决不到。
So if you're not able to solve the problem of sin, then you cannot get out of this life predicament.
我们加拿大是全世界最自由的地方之一。
And Canada is considered one of the most free countries in the world.
小弟去过全世界很多国家，五大洲都去过了，没有一个地方像加拿大那么自由，自由到离谱。
I have been to many countries around the world, and I could say that Canada is one of the most free countries.
你可以随便买毒品。
You can buy drugs anywhere.
啊，大麻随便买，自己种一点也可以。
You can buy marijuana anywhere. You can even grow some.
要这个用了，用娱乐用的，用娱乐。别的国家是要坐牢的，我们这边可以当娱乐，公开的。
It says it's open to public and it's for leisure. And but other countries, this is a huge crime.
政府还给钱注射屋。这些奇怪的这些政策
，and even the government provide funding for these kind of business.
鼓励大家要安全的吸毒
，and they encourage everyone to take drugs safely.
用纳税人的钱来做这种事情
，and they use the taxpayers' money to promote these kind of businesses.
那这里够自由了吗
？So don't you think this is a huge freedom?
那你去 East Hastings 看一看
，and you can go to East Hastings.
看一看那个情况，大家最怕去那边，能够不去就不去，就是温哥华的毒瘤。
And then this is the place that we none of us wanted to go because there are a lot of drug addicts.、
那些人很可怜。
And we feel sorry for them.
因为他们自己每天做自己没有办法控制自己的事情。
Because every day they're doing something that they cannot control.
没有一条锁链，但是每个人都好像被锁链控制住。
Even though there's no chain that is tighten them, but yet they look like they have been chained.
下一页。
Next.
在以前呢，在北极圈呢，那些爱斯基摩人呢，是怎么样抓这个狼的呢
？So back then, in the north.
Eskimo.
In the Eskimos, how do they in the North Pole? How do they trap the wolves?
狼很重要，除了肉可以吃，这个皮还可以做皮草，可以保温。
Because they need to eat the flesh, and they also need the skin for their coats.
他们怎么抓呢？以前又是没有枪，没有这么武器，他们怎么抓呢
？So in the olden days, how do they capture the wolves? Because they have no gun, they have no weapons.
不要轻看爱斯基摩人，他们很聪明。
So let's not look down the Eskimos, but they are very smart.
他们有一些方法，土方法，真的是神给他们智慧。
And there's some method. They were really smart because God gave them the wisdom.
除了那个太阳眼镜之外，爱斯基摩的太阳眼镜很特别的，就这一条线，有没有看过
？Except the sunglasses. That's just one line. Have you seen it before?
一条线，他们就太阳眼镜，不用玻璃。
It's just one line. They don't need a lens, and it can block the sunlight.
好了，那抓豺狼，抓这个野狼，那怎么抓
？So do you know how they catch the wolves?
他们首先呢，先抓那些海狮，比较容易抓的。
So they first catch the seal.
没有那么狡猾，比较好抓。抓了之后拿它的血。
So they capture the seal and then they take the blood.
那然后呢，就拿一把刀。
They took a short knife.
这样粘在那个血里面。
And dip the knife into the seal's blood.
一拿出来的时候，马上结冰。
So once they take it out, it becomes a popsicle, iced.
那再粘，再结冰，再粘，再结冰。
So it will dip more and it becomes frozen.
哇，经过十几次之后呢，整个刀都被血。还有结冰了，包住了。
So after a few dips, this entire knife becomes filled with blood.
看不出来像一把刀了。
It's covered with blood, and you can't tell it's a knife.
那些爱斯基摩人就会把这个刀插在这个狼会出没的地方。
And the Eskimos they will put the knife in an area that the wolves hang around.
当然，那个刀柄不能让他们看到他们就很聪明，他们就不会动。
Of course, they cannot let them see the handle of the knife.
那把它插到雪里面。
So they stuck it in the snow.
那就等了。
And they wait.
一开始狼不敢靠近，没有人了，这个东西闻到有血的味道。
And initially the knife, the wolf wouldn't come closer. But when they get slowly, they realized there was no one else. They would get closer.
他们再舔一下，尝一下，这个是血的味道呀。
And they would start licking the knife, and they realized there's blood.
他们都喜欢这个味道。
Because they love blood.
他们就开始慢慢舔，慢慢舔。
And they start licking the knife.
你知道啊，吃个冰淇淋这样，你不能一下子吃，要慢慢慢慢。
Because if you had popsicle before, you would slowly lick the ice the popsicle.
感觉到这味道很不错。
So they like the flavor.
这个到最后呢，因为这个冰啊，很冰啊，所以它麻掉了，所以自己舌头被割到，他都不知道。
And because it was so cold, just frozen, and then when the knife cut through the tongue, they couldn't feel it.
因为那个冰的部分已经，那个血的部分已经融掉了嘛，最后就碰到刀锋了。
Because when they start licking the knife, they lick off the blood and then they reach the blade.
割到自己的舌头，有点流血。
And they cut through the knife, cut through the tongue, and then start bleeding.
他不知道自己的血。
But they didn't realize that was their own blood.
他吃到这新鲜的血的味道，哇，更刺激，更兴奋。
And when they tasted fresh blood, they were even more hungry.
那拼死命的这样去舔了。
So they will keep licking and licking the knife.
结果呢，一直流血，自己一直舔自己的血，一直舔自己的血。
And they didn't realize they were actually licking their own blood.
到最后呢，越吃越虚弱。
And then the more they lick, the weaker they became.
后来就没有力量，都倒下去了。
And then they have no strength, and they will collapse.
这个时候，猎人远远看到了，都来收割了，啊，差不多了，不用抓它，不用绑它了，它自己瘫在那边。
And when the Eskimo saw that the wolf collapsed, and they will come over and then pick them up.
为什么要讲这种打猎的方法给大家听？
So why do I tell you the story?
这个就是魔鬼要控制罪、要控制世人的方法。
And this is how Satan controls the sinners.
我们看罗马书第六章23节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 6 verse 23.
罗马六章23节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 23.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。 因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐，照我们的主耶稣基督女乃是永生。这里说罪是有代价的。So
it tells us that sin has a price.
表面上以自由作为包装。It
looks like it's a free to all.
我喜欢看什么，我喜欢去哪里，我喜欢做什么，我喜欢吃什么，我自己做主。
And seems like I want to do this, I want to go to this place, it's all up to me.
但是你没有按照神的标准去生活啊，你自己以自己的标准。
But you don't live according to the standard of God, you live according to your own standard.
结果后来你是要付出代价。
But at the end of the day, you have to pay your price.
那请问罪的代价是什么？
And what is the price of death?
就是这只豺狼，上一页的，它的代价是什么？
So what is the price of this wolf?
它的代价就是自己的生命。
The price is that he loses his own life.
他在享受，好像享受，但是他在慢慢失去他的生命。
It looks like he was enjoying life, enjoying the food, but yet he lost his life.
今天人类不是这样吗？
Isn't the same for humankind?
那我们加拿大，全世界最自由的地方。
In Canada, this is one of the most free countries in the world.
毒品最多的地方。
And they have so many drugs.
你网络上你要看什么色情，做什么事情，没有法律限制你。
And if you want to go to the internet to see anything that's inappropriate, nothing, no one can stop you.
人有绝对的自由，可以做任何自己喜欢的事。
Man has absolute freedom to do anything they wanted.
你随时可以背弃你的配偶，不喜欢你就跟他离婚，或者找别人，就签一签字，就没有了，就没有事了。
At any time, if you don't like your spouse, you can divorce him or her. Just do whatever you want.
很多人婚内出轨，做一些对不起配偶的事情。
A lot of times people had an affair and they were wrong.
就算还没有做，整天是想怎么做。
Even though they may not have done it yet, but they have been thinking about how to do it.
是不是？
Is that not true?
但是人总要为自己的选择付出代价。
But men should need to pay for their own price on their decision.
那代价就是死。
And the price is death.
不但只是今生的时候你要付出代价，要受苦。
Not only you suffer in this life.
将来还要面对神的审判。In
the future, you also have to face the judgment of God.
真的很苦啊，人真的是困局啊。It
is so sad and difficult. It's a life predicament.
我们看罗马书第七章。Let's
turn to Romans chapter 7.
罗马七章22节。Romans
chapter 7 verse 22.
好，我们一起读。Let's
read together.
一二三。 因为按着我里面的意思，我喜欢神的律。23节，但我觉得肢体中另外有一个律，与我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。24节，我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？2000年前有一个人叫做保罗。
2,000 years ago, there was this man named Paul.
他没有信耶稣之前，他也懂得所有的神的律法。Before
he believed in Lord Jesus Christ, he also knew all the laws.
什么十条诫命啊，他比你跟我都更懂。Like
the Ten Commandments, he was so familiar with them.
但是他做不做得出来？But
was he able to act it out?
他做不出来。He
was not able to.
就好像有一些人哦，为了要戒掉自己的坏习惯，哇，要出家了，就当和尚了，头发剃光，啊，躲到深山里面。
Just like someone, they want to get rid of the old bad habits, and they shave the head and become a monk.
他们要看透一切啊，四大皆空。
And they have seen through the world because nothing is worth it.
追求什么都清洁，那个思想什么都要清洁。
And they pursued for cleanliness.
但是有没有用？
But it's no point.
你光靠自己是没有用的。
Because they cannot rely on themselves.
为什么？ 圣经讲得很清楚了。
Why they cannot rely on themselves? The Bible tells us.
你很想做好的事，你喜欢神的律。
You want to do something good and you love the law of God.
但是有另外一个律把你拉回来啊。
But there's another law that drags you down.
我们今天为什么坐在这里没有飞向天空？
So today, why aren't we like floating or flying?
我们有读过物理的都知道，有地心引力把你吸住。
And if you know physics, you know there's a gravitational force to pull you down.
你打篮球、打排球，跳，跳一秒钟，顶多你就要掉回来了。
And you play basketball or volleyball, you jump for a second, but you'll come back down on the throw.
一定会往下跑的。
Because you always get pulled down.
就像我们人一样，想改变自己，有没有办法改变？
Just like us, we are man, we try to change, but can we really change?
有时候短暂的改变。
Sometimes you can change temporarily.
立志，我们最好的1月1号都是在立志，对不对？
And just like in the first of January, we made a determination.
但是呢，立志完了又回到以前一样。
But after this determination, you go back to your old self.
因为这个律，犯罪的律，肉体的律太大了。
Because this law of sin is too powerful.
保罗怎么形容他的身体？
How did Paul describe his body?
这也说带来死亡的身体啊。
And this is the members of my body that brings death.
我们常常都有句话，说你该搞什么鬼啊，对不对？搞什么鬼？这个人在搞什么鬼？
So, Chinese啊，这英文很难翻的哈。So
到底在搞什么鬼？
So a lot of time we say, what are you doing?
这个外语对我比较客气啊，这是到底你在做什么坏事的意思？
So it means that. What on earth are you doing? What kind of wrong things are you doing?
为什么用鬼来形容一个人在做一些不好的事呢？
So in Chinese, there's always, when you do something bad, you would add the word ghost. So they always add the word ghost.
原来一个人在做不好的事的时候啊，真的有鬼的力量在控制他，用利用他的欲望来控制他。
Because it's true that when a person is doing something bad, there is an evil spirit controlling him.
比如说，你看那些赌场的人，去赌场每天去的报道的人， for example, 他不知道赌博不好吗？
So for some of those who gamble in the casino, don't they know it's wrong to gamble?
他不知道跟赌场赌一定输的吗？长远来说一定输的吗？
Don't they know that when they gamble, they will eventually lose the money?
这个数学谁都懂。
And it's based on statistics that we know that they will lose money.
他不知道输了那么多钱了，已经欠很多钱了，还要去赌。
And surely they know that they lost a lot of money, but they still want to gamble.
他不知道吗？再赌下去，老婆都跑掉了。And
they will know that if they keep gambling, they will lose their wives and family.
但是停不停得到？But
were they able to stop?
有一些人说：“好，我戒赌，我这次要砍一刀手指。”And
then some people might say, "I will quit."
有没有？以前的人真的是为了戒赌，真的砍手指。They quit
the addiction. They will try to cut the finger off as a determination.
再两个月，哎呀，毒瘾又来了，再去又砍一根。
But 2 months later, they feel they couldn't stop again. They go back again.
砍到最后10根都没有了。
And they keep cutting their fingers for determination. At the end, they have no more fingers.
能不能赌？
So
还是可以赌啊，没有手，没有手指也可以赌啊。推出去，把那个 chip 推出去，也是一样赌得了。
And then even though they have no fingers, but they can still keep gambling if they wish.
啊，手砍掉一样可以赌啊。
Even they chop their hands, they can still gamble.
因为有鬼的力量啊，有魔鬼的力量，罪来控制他。
Because there is an evil power driving them.
有一些叫色鬼，就是色鬼啊，sexual addict啊，他就被魔鬼控制这样，反正性成瘾。And
there's also another addict, which is the sex addict.
心理空虚，一直在找不同的异性在鬼混。They
were being controlled by the evil spirit, so they wanted to find different partners to have sex with.
这个中文真的很灵，那叫男女关系乱搞叫鬼混。
So
鬼迷心，他就乱混。
So if it's corrupted relationship between woman and man, that it's
好好的家庭自己不要，好好的太太不要，好好的老公不要，出去鬼混。
And then they're not happy with their own family, but they're trying to look for other people.
这是魔鬼啊，控制他们啊。
And it's because the evil spirit were controlling them.
用罪啊，下一个月，就好像这个锁链这样。
It's just like sin is being chained.
铁链一样，你根本挣脱不了，靠自己挣脱不了。Because
they are being chained so tightly, that they cannot let go.
人被谁控制，就是谁的奴隶。So
whoever is being controlled is being the slave of someone.
人被罪控制，就是罪的奴隶。And
if someone is controlled by sin, then they are the slave of sin.
明明知道不好，却改变不了。Even
though they know it was wrong, but they cannot change.
但是其实是可以改变的。
But they can actually change.
我们看罗马书7章24节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 7 verse 24.
30页 slide 30. 罗马7章24节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 24.
罗马7章24节。
Chapter 7 verse 24.
我们一起读，一二三。
Let's read together. Wretched man that I am, who would deliver me
from
this body of death?
取死的身体呢？ 25节 大声读。
25.
感谢神， 靠着我们的主耶稣基督，
咒人脱离了。
好，先读到这里啊。 靠着主耶稣基督， 咒人脱离了。
So through Lord Jesus Christ, we can, we will no longer be bound by sin.
我们自己挣脱不了。
Because we cannot get ourselves free.
但是如果这个时候有一个人用一个大的铁锤或者大的锯子，
But if there's someone come here using a huge chain, a huge saw,
他帮你锯开， 他把你这个锁链打开，
And it can cut through your bondage, your chain.
你就脱离， 你就得自由了。
Then you'll be freed again.
因为你自己没有这个力量。
But you don't have this power yourself.
你的困局就能够打开了。
And your predicament can be gone.
那有人就问了， 那耶稣有什么的能力可以帮我们打开这个锁链？
And people might ask, so what power does Lord Jesus have to cut open our chain?
难道别的宗教， 别的这个修养自己，修心养性， 那些哲学不可以吗？
So can not other religions or those philosophers help ourselves?
这个跟死亡有关系。
But this is related to death.
因为我们刚刚讲了， 罪的代价就是死亡。
Because we talk about the price of sin is death.
所以为了要得胜罪， 一定要能够得胜死亡， 才有办法得胜罪。
So you need to overcome sin, you have to overcome death.
这个世界有人可以得胜死亡吗？
Can anyone on earth overcome death?
我们刚昨天也讲过了， 连亚历山大大帝， 还有中国的荀子王， 还有很多的独裁者， 那么有权柄， 都没有一个可以得胜死亡。
And we have talked about yesterday, even Alexander the Great and other successful people in the past cannot overcome death.
只有一位可以得胜死亡。
Only one person can overcome death.
我们看约翰11章25节。
In John chapter 11 verse 25.
约翰11章25节。
John 11:25.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。 耶稣对他说， 复活在我，生命也在我。 信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。 这里主耶稣基督做了一个全人类没有人敢做的宣告。
And Lord Jesus have made a declaration that no one ever had done.
主耶稣直接讲，
Lord Jesus said,
我就是复活。
I am the resurrection.
我就是生命。
I am the life.
今天有谁敢讲这样的话？
Who dare to say this?
有哪一个哲学家敢说我就是复活，我就是生命？
Does any philosopher dare to say that he was the resurrection or he was the life?
现在很多人在研究生命是什么啊， 他都没有一个答案。
A lot of people study about life, but they don't have any answer.
我们顶多只能说我现在还有生命。
We all can only say that we have life right now.
我们还有心跳。
Our heart is still beating.
但是我们不是生命的源头啊。
But we are not the source of life.
只有神是生命的源头。
Only God is the source of life.
那耶稣做一个宣告， 我就是生命。
And Lord Jesus made a declaration that I am the life.
因为耶稣基督是神， 神成为肉身来到这个世上。
Because Lord Jesus was God on earth, on man.
没有错。 犹太人因为嫉妒耶稣， 把他钉十字架上了。
It was true that the Jews, they were jealous of Lord Jesus and they put him on the cross.
但是三天之后， 耶稣从坟墓里出来复活了。
But 3 days later, Lord Jesus was resurrected from the tomb.
那我们比较一下， 如果你是有其他宗教背景的， 在座的朋友们。
So, dear friends, if any of you have other religions background,
中国人最多就是所谓的信佛了。 如果不是信基督教的话， 很多都是信佛。
And for Chinese culture, most people believed in Buddhism.
那佛信佛的，就是要讲佛祖了， 就是释迦牟尼啊。
And for Buddhism, they talk about the origin.
不得了啊。 那他怎么死的呢？
And how did he die?
他也是传一些很好的道理，
Even
人生的哲理。
He preached a lot of good teachings and a lot of philosophies.
但是他怎么死的呢？
But how did he die?
他生病死的。
He was died of illness.
大概80岁。
He was about 80 years old.
像我们昨天讲，人生就是七八十岁左右。
So we talk about like yesterday, each man's average life is about 70 to 80.
他生病死了，就没有再起来。
After he died, he was not able to resurrect again.
回教的创始者孟罕默德也是生病死。
And even the
Islam
founder Muhammad also died.
60岁左右， 61、62岁左右。
He was about 61 and 62 years old.
中国人最尊重的孔夫子。
And even Confucius.
他几岁死的？
You know how old was he when he died?
71、72岁左右。
Also 71, 72.
也是生病死的。
He was also died of illness.
大部分人都是生病死。
Most people die of illness.
如果不是意外死， 通常是生病死。
If it's not accident, they will be dead from illness.
这三个伟大的宗教人物死了，都放坟墓，没有再起来。
And all these great founder of religions, they died, they were put in a tomb, and they were not resurrected again.
但是耶稣基督不一样。
But Lord Jesus was different.
耶稣基督虽然被钉死在十字架上面,
Even though Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
第三天复活,
the third day he resurrected.
显现给很多人看,
and he revealed himself to a lot of people.
那些看到耶稣复活的人, 心里确信耶稣基督是世人的救主,
and for those who have saw him, they have seen him, they truly believe that Lord Jesus was their only savior.
然后去传福音,
and then they started preaching the gospel.
把这个好消息告诉人,
and they brought this good news to everyone.
后来耶稣也显现给刚刚我们所讲的保罗, 他也看到,
and Lord Jesus also revealed himself to Paul.
他看了, 他听了这个福音接受了之后,
and after he heard this gospel, he accepted.
他的生命有很大的改变,
and he has a huge change in his life.
他找到人生的出路,
he found a way out in his life.
以前懂得这道理, 自己做不出来,
even though before he understood, he learned these teachings, but he was not able to act upon them.
现在透过信耶稣基督,
and now, after he believed in Lord Jesus Christ,
透过圣灵的帮助,
through the help of the Holy Spirit,
透过真理的帮助,
through the help of the truth,
他可以跳脱这个罪的捆绑的困局,
he was still able to get out of this predicament.
今天你跟我,
and today, you and me,
我们的亲爱的朋友,
dear friends,
也许我们真的是个好公民, 没有做什么大坏事,
perhaps we are good citizens, we have not done anything wrong,
没有经过监牢,
we have not been to prison.
但是有时候我们想想, 内心的深处,
but think about deep dark in our, deep down in the heart.
是不是有一些我们改变不了的坏习惯, 或是我们那些不好的个性?
Don't we have some habits or personality that's not good that we want to change?
因为我们的骄傲, 因为我们的顽固, 我们的家庭在受苦, 我们的婚姻也在受苦,
because our pride and our stubbornness, our family suffers.
也许我们心中的这些 误会让我们在暗中挣扎，不敢让人知道我们羞耻的一面。
Or maybe some of our impurities in our heart that we don't dare to show people or tell people.
我们控制不到自己。
And we're not able to control ourselves.
已经一步一步往深渊、往黑暗去走。
And slowly, gradually, step by step, we walk towards darkness.
但是这个时候，耶稣要帮你。
But right now, Lord Jesus can help you.
他要帮助你打断这条锁链，给你释放出来。
Lord Jesus is able to break this chain so that you can be freed.
只要你愿意,
only if you're willing.
耶稣今天就在监牢里, 要帮助你,
and Lord Jesus is willing to take you to help you today.
好, 现在我们要请我们本拿比的诗班为我们献诗,
and now we'll invite choir from Burnaby to present you.
请坐,
please be seated.
真神的恩典大过我们的罪孽,
the true grace of God is greater than our sin.
虽然我们在神面前都是罪人,
even though we are all sinners before God,
靠自己改变不了自己,
and we cannot change ourselves by ourselves,
但是这正是为什么我们需要神的恩典,
and that is the main reason why we need the God's grace.
20几年前小地区台湾碰到一位弟兄,
and 20 years ago when I went to Taiwan, I met this brother from church.
他姓刘, 叫刘双贵弟兄, Brother Liu,
and he, Brother Liu,
那时候他接待我们,
and he received me.
他跟我们见证他怎么信主的,
and he testified how he became how he believed in God.
他年轻的时候没有信主, 但是为了要做生意, 常常要到处应酬,
so even when he was young, he was a believer, but because of his business, he has to socialize a lot.
一定要很多朋友在一起就吃饭, 那也少不了喝酒,
and he had many friends, they had to have meals, and they also drink a lot.
但是越喝就越多,
and he started by a little bit, and then he drank more and more.
到后来, 就酒不离手,
and at the end, he was addicted to alcohol.
基本不喝水了, 就直接喝啤酒,
and simply, he didn't drink any water, he just drank beer.
那晚上就跟朋友吃喝烈酒,
and at night, he would go out and have drinks with his friends.
喝到身体都已经开始出了毛病了, 已经送医院急救好几次,
and to the point that his body deteriorated, and he went to emergency many times.
但是他没有力量去改变自己,
but he has no power to change himself.
太太怎么劝他, 都劝不了,
and his wife told him many times, trying to encourage him, but he couldn't do anything.
有一天他要喝醉要回家,
and one day he was drunk and he went home.
家里没有电梯, 也走楼梯,
and there was no elevator, so he took the stairs.
还没到家里, 叫着楼梯, 就已经昏昏欲睡了, 就已经倒了,
and he wasn't able to reach home, and he fell asleep on the stairs.
台湾蚊子很多,
and there were many mosquitoes in Taiwan.
半醉半醒当中, 看到一群蚊子在叮他,
and while he was half drunk and half asleep, he saw a bunch of mosquitoes biting him.
叮完他之后, 这群蚊子在那边绕了几圈, 全部都丢到地上,
and even the mosquito bit him, and then after the bite, the mosquitoes also were drunk.
他说, 蚊子也喝醉。
And then he realized that mosquitoes were drunk as well.
他想，有一天如果我也像蚊子这样死掉怎么办？
And then he thought himself, one day, if I were to be like these mosquitoes and die.
那赶紧起来，赶快回家里。
So he picked himself up and went home.
结果打开家门，太太孩子都不在家了。
But then he opened the door, he realized his wife, his children were not home.
他们把证件都拿走了，搬回北部去了。
And they took all the documents and they moved to the north.
只有他自己的证件还在这边。
And he realized only his documents were at home.
他知道这个家快没有了。
And he realized he lost his family.
他决心要改变。
So he made a determination to change.
我要离开这个城市，我要去北部。
I need to leave this country, leave this city, and move to the left, to the north.
就很便宜的把房子就卖掉。
And so he sold his house.
结果搬到北部，他就摆地摊卖衣服，重新开始。
And when he went to the north, he started having a store to sell stuff.
但是下班的时候经过海鲜店，海鲜店都卖啤酒。
And when he
他又忍不住要去喝。
And when he was selling things, and he passed by the seafood store, and because seafood restaurant they usually sell beer, he couldn't help himself.
老问题又回来。
And his old habit started again.
哦，喝到真的是快不行。
And he drank to the point that he almost lost his life.
其实人为什么会醉酒了，或是有一些坏习惯，就是因为内心很虚空。
And the reason why people get addiction, it is simply because they feel empty inside.
改变不了自己，没有力量。
They couldn't change themselves. They have no strength.
但是他有位朋友看到他那么可怜。
But one of his friends saw him and had pity on him.
传福音给他，介绍他来教会听道理。
He preached the gospel to him and bring him to church.
他听到说耶稣接纳罪人了，我这种酒鬼耶稣都不嫌弃。
And then he heard that Lord Jesus accepts everyone, and he was a drinker, and God doesn't care.
然后他决定我要信耶稣。
So he decided to believe in Jesus.
灵恩布道会有报名受洗。
And during the evangelical and spiritual convocation, he signed up for baptism.
礼拜天早上就要去受洗。
And Sunday morning he needed to go to get baptized.
结果他的朋友很坏。
But his friend was mean.
哎呀，你等一下受洗哦，我们再喝一顿。
And the friend said,
以后你就没机会喝了，再来一次。
Before you get baptized, let's have another drink because after you get baptized, you will not be able to drink anymore.
哦，那想想对啊，当了基督徒就不能喝了。那 那再最后一次吧。
And he thought himself, oh, that's true. If I became a Christian, I can't drink anymore. Let's do one last round.
洗礼之前很早才跑去喝酒。
So before the baptism, right in the morning, he went to have a drink.
这个喝了两杯，哇，全部吐出来。
And he had two drinks, and he started throwing up.
以前千杯不醉，哇，现在两口就大呕吐。
Before he drank a lot, but he has no problem. Now he drank two cups, and he just started throwing up.
他说耶稣阻挡我，不给我喝。
And it was Lord Jesus who trying to stop me from drinking.
来到教会还有一些酒味。
And even he went to church, he can still smell the alcohol.
他跟传道悔改，弟兄姐妹悔改，我这次真的是最后一次，我要改变。
And he repented before Lord Jesus and before the brothers and sisters and said that this was my last time.
感谢主，弟兄姐妹接纳他，主耶稣更接纳他。
Of course, thank God, Lord Jesus accepted him. Also, the brothers and sisters accepted him.
受了洗之后，慢慢就把酒就戒掉。
And after he received baptism, slowly he stopped drinking.
虽然是有软弱，也有软弱的时候，但是每一次软弱就悔改，再靠神，慢慢就戒掉。
Even though there were times of weaknesses, but he relied on God, and slowly he was able to stop.
最后就完全不喝了。
And eventually he stopped drinking completely.
神把他从罪恶的捆绑解救出来。
And Lord was able to save him from the mud of sin.
也许我们不是被酒控制。
Maybe we're not being controlled by alcohol.
我们今天被什么控制？
What are we being controlled of?
被手机控制啊。
Maybe we're being controlled by our cell phone.
整天滑，停不了。
And every day we look at the cell phone.
我们被脾气控制。
We may be controlled by our own temper.
我们被我们的情欲控制。
We are controlled by our desires.
我们被我们的贪婪控制。
And controlled by our greed.
所以没有平安。
And we don't have peace in our heart.
但是当你认识主耶稣基督。
But when you get to know Lord Jesus Christ,
当他充满你的心的时候，
when he fills your heart,
你就不需要世界的酒了。
Then you don't need the alcohol from the world.
圣经说不要醉酒。
The Bible says do not be drunk.
乃要被圣灵充满。
But you be filled by the Holy Spirit.
神的灵充满你，你不需要世界来满足你。
If the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God fills you, then you don't need anything else to fill you.
就现在我们来祷告求圣灵。
So that's why we have to kneel down and pray for the Holy Spirit.
神真的是在我们中间。
God is truly among us.
昨天第一天晚上布道会就有位慕道者得圣灵。
And yesterday a true seeker came to church and he received the Holy Spirit.
我们继续祷告，打开你的心，主耶稣会把圣灵赐给大家。
We'll continue to pray and ask God to open our hearts so that Lord Jesus will bestow His Holy Spirit to you.
我们祷告是跪下，虔诚的跪下。
And we pray, we kneeled with humility.
闭上眼睛，专心预备。
So you close your eyes so you can concentrate.
第一句念，奉主耶稣圣名祷告，念一次。
And first you say, once in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
大家都要念，不是只有传道念的。So
everyone has to say that, not just the preacher.
从心里赞美，一段重复，如果你还没有求到圣灵，就念哈利路亚，哈利路亚，大声念，一定要开口。
So you praise God from your heart and repeatedly say Hallelujah loudly, Hallelujah repeatedly.
天使在天上赞美神都开口哈利路亚了，我们在地上嘴巴不打开怎么求圣灵？
And the angels in heaven also say Hallelujah to praise God. And we are on earth, of course, we have to praise God.
你要祷告，你要打开你的心，也打开你的口。
You have to pray with your heart open and also voice it out.
你嘴巴念哈利路亚，心中也可以把你所想要的告诉神。
And you say Hallelujah, but in your mind, in your heart, you can also say the things that you need God help with.
但是记住，要先跟神悔改。But
first thing first, you have to repent before God.
每一个人都需要悔改。Everyone
of us have to repent.
不单指慕道者要悔改，老信徒更要悔改。有时候我们老信徒也很亏欠神。Not
just our true seeker friends need to repent, but our old members also have to repent.
主啊，赦免我的亏欠。
Lord, please forgive our sins.
求你的圣灵再一次感动充满我们。And
ask God to have the Holy Spirit fill with us.
我们真耶稣教会有圣灵同在，所以大部分的弟兄姐妹祷告都会用灵言，就是会舌头跳动，发出一些人听不懂的声音。Because
most of the members receive the Holy Spirit, so they will speak in tongues. It's a language that a tongue that no one can understand.
如果你第一次来，也不用害怕，这完全合乎圣经。And
if this is your first time, do not be afraid, but this is truly according to the Bible.
最后按铃说阿门做结束。
And in the end, we'll ring the bell and say amen to conclude.
现在我们就一起同心跪下祷告。So
now we'll pray together.
如果要接受按手，可以出到前面来。
If you would like to receive lay hands, you can come to the front.
同心一起祷告。
And we'll pray together.